UNRWA notes there is an increasing gap between the rhetoric of peace and the reality on the ground. It says the tit-for-tat retaliatory measures pursued by Israel's government and Palestinian militants in Gaza are causing a crisis which is destroying the lives and livelihoods of ordinary people in the Palestinian territory. In an interview, UNRWA's Deputy Commissioner General Filippo Grandi tells VOA it is important for both sides to create an atmosphere conducive to peace.
This includes the launching of rockets. The United Nations and UNRWA have condemned many times the launching of rockets. This is something that should not happen, that is a violation of international humanitarian law, affects the lives of civilians. So this should also stop in this effort to bring peace to the region.
Grandi says the closure of crossing points from Israel into the Gaza Strip and the lack of freedom of movement is causing social and economic distress in the lives of Palestinians in Gaza. And this ends up alienating and radicalizing young people.
This is a longer-term risk that we hope the Israeli government will consider, because a radicalized, very large young population without access to employment, without opportunities, without ability to move, is a bombshell on the banks of the Mediterranean. And nobody should want that. And what is happening now is creating this problem. I would even venture to say it's a political disaster waiting to happen.
Grandi says the private sector in Gaza is almost dead. He says the closure of the border crossings has virtually stopped the export of all agricultural produce and other goods.
We are alienating young people who would be the future of the Gaza Strip, who would be politically moderate, who would be in favor of a democratic system, who would be in favor of all that we say Palestine should be in the future. And yet, we're undermining them and not allowing them to prosper.
The UNRWA official says these young people either will leave Gaza to seek opportunities elsewhere, or some will remain and become disillusioned and radicalized. This, he warns, would be dangerous and a missed opportunity for peace and stability. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.